Hello. And of course, as soon as I click record, my eyelash wants to like pop off. So sorry to the YouTube watchers here, but welcome to the 66th episode of Something Sinister Podcast. And for anybody watching, as you've already guessed, I'm doing this episode alone, which makes me sad. I know Alexa did the last one by herself. This eyelash is really, really going to bother me. Anyways, I just wanted to hop on here because last week we were supposed to be back in the game of recording. A lot has happened. We are discovering that a lot just happens in our lives. It's like a TV series. So also, if you're watching on YouTube, I'm recording in a different space than usual. So you're going to probably see like the dogs and everybody like running around in the background. But anyways, wow, this is so weird recording this by myself. I'm actually kind of sad, but there's lots of good things going on. Everything is okay. It's just, you know, months ago, Alexa and I kind of alluded that things were going to be changing a little bit. I will take the blame on a lot of that. I have a crazy schedule being in performing. Lots of things were moving around and changing last year. So it was kind of a matter of, you know, can we keep this going? There was a lot of discussion on that. And obviously, Alexa was pregnant. We kept that a secret for a really long time. So we had no idea what 2023 was going to bring. I did a ton of traveling throughout the what we call off season here in Branson. I was on the East Coast. And so we knew we weren't going to be able to realistically record then either. So we're like, let's take a break for a couple of months. We'll reevaluate. We'll do some serious conversations. And then we'll just kind of see. You can see my Nana in the background. We'll just see where we're at in a couple of months. Well, I'm here to deliver that Alexa delivered early. That joke was stupid. Sorry. Apologies. So the first set of news is that Alexa's baby came early. If you guys follow her on social media, I'm sure that you already saw that. But the baby did come early. It was a pretty crazy situation. Everyone is okay, but obviously she wasn't due till May and it's the end of March. So things were a little scary from there. Everybody send her good vibes and well wishes. Her and the baby are both okay. I don't want to go into too much detail. That's not really my story to tell, but it obviously delayed our last episode. So that first and foremost is why we were going to do a whole episode over the Murdoch murders. If you haven't kept up to date with that, which I kind of did, but when we were obviously planning an episode, I really dove into it. It's wild. If I'm sure most of you listeners have watched the Netflix series, which is so great and it's ongoing. So there's lots of conspiracy, lots of murder. Allegedly. And well, kind of yes and no, but either way, I don't feel right doing a full episode over that. We all know at this point that Alexa is really the hard hitter research of the two of us. So I would just be on here. I don't want to embarrass myself in that way, but I did want to pop on and give you guys an update. So Alexa had her baby. Entertainment world wise, not that any of you guys are here for the performer life, but a lot has shifted in my performance career. I told you guys last year that I am actually now diving into the world of producing here in Branson. And my co-producer, I don't want to say backed out of the show, but he did take on a contract that required him to leave Branson. So I did have the responsibility of the entire show kind of put on my shoulders. Not only did I have to replace him as a music creator, director, producer, but also as a performer. So that did honestly put a lot on my plate. Just a lot of escalation in good ways. Like all of this is really good stuff. It just obviously comes with a lot of work and a lot of stress. So back to something sinister and where that sits, I'll be completely transparent with you guys. Alexa and I have thrown out the idea of kind of reshaping what something sinister is. One thing that is definitely changing is this is going to be, we're going to release infrequently now, which is something we stayed away from in the beginning. Reason being, is I've done a podcast before. I've done a lot of research on podcasts and the analytics and the algorithms and how things work. And obviously frequently posted podcasts, something on a regular schedule performs a lot better than, people who just post whenever they feel like it. But the thing is, something sinister. We didn't know, you know, if it, we've always said, if this is just something that's a hobby for us, great. If it's something that takes off, even better. But it is a ton of work, especially when you don't live in the same city. This is a ton of work. We're realistic, I think, with ourselves and our schedules and all of the complete different life changes. And so we did decide that moving forward, we're going to try our best to do at least a couple episodes a month. And then, you know, if we have some extra time, we will keep going. But, you know, there's just been a lot happen, a lot in my career, a lot with Alexa and her new family. And, you know, I've also discovered that life just doesn't stop. I find myself all the time saying, well, when I have time, well, when life slows down. I made a joke to Alexa when I first saw her after her baby. I'm like, can you just chill the fuck out? Like, I need people to chill. Obviously kidding. I don't like half-assing things. I like things to be very consistent. I don't like to do anything half-assed. And we hit the ground running with something sinister. And in my opinion, did a great job with it and have really built like a brand. Sorry, this eyelash is driving me fucking nuts. I look like I have droopy eyes or something. Anyways, apologies to YouTube. I had a show today. Lashes are, they ain't hanging on, girl. But I don't like to half-ass any of this. And I don't want to get to a point where, you know, you watch those TV shows that go on just a little too long. And it just really runs them into the ground to where they're kind of forced to die out. I don't want our podcast to be like that. I don't want us to like run it into the ground and then just leave on a cliffhanger. Like if anything ends, I want it to end very intentionally. But if anything slows down, I want it to slow down intentionally. I still, despite what like the personality you guys see on the podcast, I'm still a pretty organized person. I do like to be intentional. So that's the plan. Sorry, long story short, oversharing here, long and kind of thinking out loud at the same time. It's been a long day. But thinking out loud, moving forward, things are going to be infrequent. We're going to record when we absolutely have time. And with the early arrival of little baby Orth, I think, you know, we still got to give it a lot of time. And then as soon as, you know, Alexa's ready to get back in the swing of things, my new show that I'm performing and producing opens mid-May here in Branson. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, when it rains, it pours, kids. When it rains, it motherfucking pours. So, but again, all good things. So if you're along for the ride, we are so glad you guys have stayed. Alexa has been keeping up on our social media and doing a fantastic job with that. We were so optimistic about like our plan of infrequent posting and kind of just coming at a more relaxed approach with something sinister. And obviously, life happens. What is that saying? Like, when you make plans, God laughs. Yeah, well, it's really funny, God. So we always ask for y'all's opinion, you know, what you want to see. And we've been gone for so long. We did get a recent, I do still have a really bad habit of getting on and like reading our reviews. And someone left a comment or a review saying that like, oh, it's a true crime podcast that ties in astrology. Like, that's unique. I've never seen that before. I'm seriously about to just rip this eyelash off. It's almost like it's like too close to the center of my eye. I don't know. Also, sorry, my mic stand is broke. So if you hear me like messing with it, it's because I'm actually holding it up. But as you guys know, we are in Aries season, season of the queens, aka me, the queen. It is Aries season, and I have some unofficial notes here. I did just kind of want to dabble in some of this because, as a reminder, there are some pretty infamous Aries serial killers, one of them being, you guys will remember her, Leonardo Cicciucci, you know, can't, the one whose name I can't say, and I'm actually the one that did a story over her. She was the soap maker. She's the one that turned her victims into little tea cakes and soap. Who else we got on this list? Alexander Petrushkin. Of course, it's going to be all the names that I can't say. That was the chessboard killer. Let's see, who's this guy? Happy Face Killer, Mr. Keith Hunter Jesperson. Why, Aries, why do we have to have such difficult names? I don't understand. Donald Harvey, Angel of Death. Lots of Angels of Deaths. Angel of Death, or like the Death Angel. Those are very popular serial killer names. We have the Racist Killer. I don't know if I know this guy. Joseph Paul Franklin. He was born James Clayton Vaughn Jr., but changed his name out of admiration for Benjamin Franklin and Nazi Joseph Goebbels. See, this, even when I'm alone, I'm still a fucking idiot, guys. Okay, so let's see, John Paul Knowles, the Casanova killer. Anyways, we've just got lots of infamous Aries killers, and so I just, I guess, wanted to give them shout outs. I don't know, that sounds really bad. But back to like the good parts of being an Aries, like Jesus Christ, Cadence, bringing the mood down here. Aries are passionate, we are motivated, and we are confident leaders. Can I get a gay man? Whoop whoop. Okay. I thought this was really interesting. So Alexa's baby was born a Pisces. Alexa is a Taurus, remember? And her baby was originally due in May, making it also a Taurus. And so I was like, oh, whatever. But then when the baby was coming early, it landed as a Pisces, which, again, I sit in the middle of. And we always joke around Alexa being my mom. And so I just kind of feel like I always just drive a wedge. I will always be her real child, not this like poser baby, but okay, whatever. Let's see. We build communities with cheerful disposition and relentless determination. Also, all of this is from allure.com, you know, the official go-to when you need your cards read. Uncomplicated and direct in their approach. I don't know about the uncomplicated part, but pretty fucking direct. We often get frustrated by exhaustive details and unnecessary nuances. That is so true. I'm like a get to the point of the story person, but I'm sure, judging by this podcast, I really planned on this being 10 minutes long, and I'm looking and it's already 15 and a half minutes. But I'm the kind of person listening to a story, I'm like, yeah, so what was the point? Anyways, I honestly, maybe this is like my aloneness anxiety getting to me, but sorry this was drug out. We just like to be honest with you guys, especially to like our patrons who are donating. We thank you guys so much for that. People who still follow us on social media. Obviously, we took a huge hit with numbers, you know, letting things die out, not die out, but kind of drift apart. We're not, again, leading you on like a toxic relationship. We want to keep this going. We just also know that we have some major life priorities right now that, again, different cities, completely different set of issues and responsibilities. So we're just being realistic. And we thank you guys so much for the amazing almost year and a half that we've had of Something Sinister. The fact that, I don't know, Here's actually a funny story. I was at the airport after one of my gigs this off season wearing a Something Sinister hoodie. And this woman at the airport taps on me, and I'm like East Coast. In fact, I think I was, I don't know, New York. I don't know. I was somewhere East Coast flying out. And, this woman taps me and she's like, "I really, really like that hoodie. That's a podcast, right?" It was the, Don't Kill My Vibe, basically a detective hoodie. And I said, "Yeah, it's a Something Sinister podcast." And she's like, "Wait, you're one of the hosts, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes." And she's like, "Oh my gosh, I've listened to you guys. She's like, "I remember the astrology part. You guys talk about that, right?" It was just so cool. She took a picture of the hoodie. She was like, "I've got to remember, like, have you guys released episodes in a while?" She's like, "I'm kind of like, you know, I dabble in a bunch of different podcasts. I don't like listen to anything like super consistent," blah, 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 whatever her story was. So shout out to lady at the airport. That was just really cool. It's nice to know that, like, along the way we've entertained you guys. I know we are very offensive and not everybody's cup of tea, but you know, it is what it is. You win some, you lose some. But lady at the airport really seemed to like us. But leave a comment. I know our true and true followers, you guys get it, especially people close to us. You know exactly how crazy and busy our life is. But as far as episodes go, as far as like how we structure things, I'd love to know your opinions. I know Alexa would too. We will keep you guys updated as best as possible. Might even come out with just some filler episodes along the way, little short sinister stories. Honestly, those are some of my favorites. You know, when we talk about the conspiracies, we talk about the ghosty shit. I think those are so fun. We have Easter coming up. Maybe I can somehow tie in, you know how I am. Maybe I can tie in how the Easter is scary. But let us know what you think. Thank you guys so much for your support. I want to go into more detail about like some of the messages that we've received. Alexa received a gift, even like from her baby register for one of you guys. And I just think that that's so fucking cool. I think that is so sweet. We have made some online besties and it's so fun to watch, which is why, like, oh my gosh, like I want this to keep going. I want us to keep doing this. It's just, I also realistically know that I need more than 24 hours in my day because life is a lot. Especially when you're trying, like, for me, for example, my true and true top passion is always going to be in performance. And like I working 7 days a week and then trying to find time for yourself, for my dog and all the extra stuff. I mean, it just gets to be a lot. And I've got one of my resolutions for 2023 was to start saying no. Even to things I want to do, to just start saying no. Say no, Reagan. Wasn't that his thing? Anyways, I've already looked dumb like 17 times in this, but you guys are the freaking bomb diggity. Thank you so much. I hope this wasn't just too freaking terrible because I really don't even plan on fully editing this. You know, some things just never change, guys, but as always, we love ya. We love ya support. Give us some feedback, only if it's good. And as always, stay sinister. Bye.